Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers, and smokers, 420 members, cushers and bushers, it's time to cush in the bush here on Radio Susie One, broadcasting live from the Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, and I'm taking a 420. And we are talking about 420, the politics, the pleasure, the problems, the aphrodisiac nature of yellow fever, marijuana, kush, in the bush. My guest is Michael Lerner, publisher of Kush Magazine. Welcome, Michael.
Hello.
And Dr. Daryl Harris, who is a gynecologist and medical marijuana physician. Welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
And Jacqueline Hudson.
Hello.
And how would you like to be identified?
Honey Pie.
Honey Pie.
And Honey Pie Hudson, 420 style.
420 style. Yeah. All right. Well, you are kind of arranged for Michael to be here tonight.
Absolutely.
And he's already got the giggles.
I'm sorry.
Because we're already, what are we smoking?
I think you need to talk about, what did you bring?
Oh, Chemdog.
Chemdog. Okay. We are smoking Chemdog right
yes.
now.
Okay, they're smoking Chemdog.
I have never smoked Chemdog.
Right.
The doctor is not smoking
We are
Chemdog.
Not smoking okay. anything.
Well, what is the doctor okay. smoking?
It's all Jacqueline's.
Oh. He's smoking rum and coke.
Rum and coke. Okay.
Okay.
Light
my fire.
Indica?
This is a sativa.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. You thought it was something else?
I don't know.
Well, it's got us all a little confused.
Really?
Really, really, because, like, I mean, whenever I smoke something new and different, I get a little bit, you know, discombobulated. In a good way, in a fun way. Yes, you're all watching the show. This is a live stream.
Oh, okay.
From a different night.
We were
night.
Confused.
Right, you're a little confused, see? See, your pot is confusing me, and my erotica is confusing you. So somewhere we're going to meet,
okay.
like the Democrats and Republicans,
libertarians and the vegetarians. But I love to smoke pot, and I'm sure you enjoy sex, so I don't think it'll be too difficult.
No, we'll get there.
Yeah.
And you like eating cannabis.
Eating it? You mean
eating it?
Like the brownies?
Oh, sure. Do I like it? Yes, I
do. But this is not a food show. But close, close. Okay. Very good. No, it's all good to eat.
I eat it.
I like the brownies.
Mm.
Okay.
Well, it saves on the lungs to eat it.
Yeah, guess yeah. It could.
But let's get a little background here before we just talk stone talk. Okay, Jacqueline?
No, I'm with you. I'm right with you.
It's about healing. It's about the stomach and the pains that we feel, too, right?
Well, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, this is about medical marijuana, although...
That's correct.
Let's face it, it's pleasurable, and there is a fourth drive that humans have, which is in search of altered states of consciousness. And this is a mildly altered state of consciousness, and it's also a healing chemical, ChemDog. Right. Right, Doctor?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I mean, I have to admit, I've been... smoking marijuana myself long before I had a medical condition that required it. But you know, when you have it, it certainly is a healing force. And it's something that's been smoked and ingested in various ways for thousands of years, at least, and only relatively recently declared illegal. In the last 100 or so years, I guess.
During Prohibition, I believe.
Yeah. That's around the time they started trying to take control. They being
marijuana,
the government.
Madness, the propaganda against it, you know.
So, it's something that seems to be coming back into an openness, a level of legality. Not total legality. I mean, we have these medical marijuana places and... They're just burgeoning all over the place. And actually, where did I hear?
Over 1,000.
That they have to cut down on them.
Oh, yeah.
That there's too many.
There's 1,000.
Yeah.
It's a lot for the city of L.A.
There's a big need.
Well, there's probably how many thousands of pharmacies or liquor stores?
Yes, but I think 1,000 is overdoing it for the city.
Is it? Well,
absolutely.
Okay, all right.
It won't. It won't hold at 1,000. It'll start decreasing rapidly.
You don't think there's enough demand?
Not for 1,000 stores.
Well, okay. No. If there's not enough demand,
that's more than Jack in a Box and 7-Eleven put together.
Then it will close naturally, which there's
right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
But I have heard that they government agents of some sort. I'm not sure. City council, perhaps.
Is very concerned.
Wants to specifically close some down just because there are too many.
Here comes, I think, September. They'll have their the laws will be enforced in September. They'll
right.
have, and they'll get rid of a lot of them because, you know, some are too close to school. Some are,
zoning.
There's going to be some zoning issues. And but after September, it'll definitely thin out quite a bit.
I hope they don't get rid of our local establishment, our pharmacia, anyway.
The city council already called up different groups, 29 each. And gave them 2 minutes to speak and predetermined that they were all denied. So the city's got their problems, and the city let it grow this big. So,
well, they even denied one that's Kush Collective, or one of the bigger ones.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was just recently closed down.
Did they close them?
Yes.
Oh, when did that happen?
There's been a few that have closed. There's rules within the Prop 215. Can't be within 1,000 feet of a school. And if you're across from a church, and if somebody opens up... with that negligence, then they deserve to be closed as immediately.
Well, yeah, you know,
Kush Collective,
you don't want to have them in certain areas.
Well, their problem was they see like hundreds of people a day. They moved out like 2 blocks away, and they this guy is huge. He's one of the first guys out there, and they denied his hardship application. The hardship application for him was designed specifically for someone like him because his landlord gave him a letter that he had to move because DEA sent him a letter. So the hardship was for people like him. So then he moved 2 doors down, but you had to follow hardship, and then the city council denied his hardship application. And you know, but this guy, you know, has revenues of what $20-30 million a year, kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm sure he's got the resources to to fight this?
Well, I guess they should have similar restrictions to liquor stores, you know, something like that.
Well, how about Jack in the Box shouldn't be very close to any school?
Well, no, with all the sugar.
Really, with all the sugar
the
and
kids
the meat
are getting addicted
the,
to.
You know, I mean, really, it's a plague. So, but, you know, that's usual of the city council of the Los Angeles. I've been fighting them over the years. You know, adult stores can't be 500 feet. Pharmacies can't be there. But you can have candy stores, liquor stores, Jack in the Box, McDonald's. You can have them right on campus almost, you know. So they're very discriminatory against the healing and pleasure arts and sciences.
And yet, for someone who comes from the days when it's completely illegal, it's just such an amazing thing to be able to, you know, go into a legal establishment and get something, you know,
absolutely,
that you need. So before we go on to further politics and laws and stuff, I want to know a little bit about all you people, as much as you're willing to tell. So let's start with the doctor.
Dude. You were chicken shit. My name is Daryl Harris. I'm a board-certified obstetrician gynecologist who does cosmetic gynecology. And because of my subspecialty, I was on a late-night talk show.
Uh-huh.
And I met my wife on that show.
And this subspecialty is in, like, pussy surgery.
Yeah, I make it tighter.
Okay, interesting.
And I make the G-spot bigger.
Interesting. Very interesting. I didn't know that we were going to talk about this tonight at all. But
yeah,
we might touch upon this a little more, so to speak. Or rub upon this or whatever. Anyway... Wow. So, how long have you been doing that?
He was sharing earlier.
A few years.
So years.
I was in Texas, and then I met my wife on a late-night talk show.
Uh-huh.
And then I decided, okay, L.A., Beaumont, Texas, that was a tough decision, so I came here.
Right.
And then I decided I didn't want to catch 15 babies and put pussies back together, so I decided to go into weight loss, and then weight loss ended up going into cannabis, so then started doing medical recommendations, and now we have 14 locations in Southern California.
All right. Well, you're very successful, I think.
Trying to get there.
Are these for the medical marijuana or for the gynecology?
No. We do.
Or
I
both.
Do. Well, it's 420 Medicard. Is the name of our facility. And
uh-huh.
What we do are the recommendations.
You're not a pharmacy. You're a doctor, and you're the one who...
The gatekeeper. You got to go through me
right.
to get... So, like, let's say you want to get a card.
Mm-hmm.
You have to come to me. We'll go over your medical records.
Right.
And then we'll give you a recommendation, which will allow you to go to a collective to get your medicine.
Do you turn people down?
Not yet.
And is that because everybody's sick?
Well, you know, what we tell them...
Everybody's got pain.
Well, a lot of pain.
No, but if you don't have the medical records, we'll give you a rec for 1 month and give you, encourage you to go see a physician. And if you don't have a physician, we'll give you a referral to a free clinic so that you can get... So you'd be in total compliance with the law.
Okay.
Because the law states cannabis is supposed to be an alternative to whatever your primary care doctor is giving you.
Yeah.
So in order to be an alternative, you have to have a primary care doctor who's actually giving you something. So someone has
an
anxiety.
An alternative, like you're taking it sort of in tandem with something else.
Well, let's say you have anxiety. So your doctor says, okay, I'm going to give you Xanax. Okay, maybe you don't want to take Xanax. So then cannabis can be your alternative to the Xanax that your doctor prescribed for you.
Right.
Or if it's pain. You don't want to take Vicodin because Vicodin is going to eat your stomach
right.
up. I don't want to take Vicodin, but I'll medicate for my pain. So that's how the law is set up to be an alternative.
And everybody gets a headache at some point or something. Or
something
anxiety.
Like, yeah.
Anxiety. We all have.
I seem to have a lot of people have trouble sleeping seems to be the big one.
So look at the extent that Michael Jackson went.
Well, he
poor guy.
Say,
he should have had a medical marijuana license.
Well, no, I don't think that would have helped him. 10 Xanax a day and the propanol is more than enough. But what
A little sex therapy would have helped him, but that's another story.
Right. So we help them, and we've been blessed enough to, you know, we opened up in June.
Yeah.
And now we have 14 locations.
Great.
You know, so we're trying to, you know, we're paperless, we're green, and I think that's why people have been drawn to our facility.
Uh-huh. And so what is your personal view of this herb that is also a drug?
You know, most of my clients, I would say like 85% of them are adults. And I think a lot of people think we're getting mostly 18-year-olds who just want to blaze all day. And frankly, we really don't get that. We truly get adults who have situations, you know,
yeah.
Anxiety, pain, you know, young men with, you know, came in yesterday.
Got old stoners.
Well, you know, he got stabbed. You know, he was, you know, he got stabbed and, you know, he's having, you know, people,
stabbed,
people have serious, you know, gunshot wounds. People have serious situations and
yeah.
Cannabis is what helps them. They choose uh-huh. They choose not to use Vicodin. They choose not to use Xanax. You know, these people are like, I don't want to get hooked on Vicodin.
Right.
Vicodin chews up my stomach. So anything that's going to improve someone's life, okay, and
yeah.
their quality of life, I'm all for. And, you know,
it is relatively mild, I guess, in terms of its effects on us. It kills a few brain cells.
Well, not really. I mean, you know, you can't OD on cannabis. You know, you can't.
No.
All you do is fall asleep. Okay.
Yeah.
People aren't violent on cannabis, okay?
No. Sometimes they get paranoid.
Yeah, but
that's a thing. I don't myself. Maybe I have a couple times when I was genuinely just scared of something, but people say they get paranoid. That's a big
Well, certain strains, like, you know, sativa strains can induce
really?
Paranoia.
I've never seen aggressive behavior from marijuana.
Right. People don't get
ever.
Aggressive. They go
I
to sleep.
I love sativa.
I right. think it just brings out people's feelings. It brings out your feelings sometimes. Sometimes it calms you down, but sometimes it enhances and expands upon your feelings.
Well, see, the people that I see, they're usually coming to me because they have pain or they have anxiety, they're depressed. You know, we have to spend time to make sure they understand that certain strains can exacerbate or make their anxiety worse or the depression worse. So if someone comes to me, I just want to expand my mind because I want to be free. That's not going to get you a recommendation. You know, there needs
right.
to be something.
Don't, you hear that? Don't say that. Don't
you know,
say I want to expand my mind and be free.
Yeah, right. Okay. One of the things that I hear
got a headache
often
you know?
From people and non-believers is why do these different strains of marijuana have such weird names, unlike regular drugs that have really weird names?
Oh, that's based on the grower. I mean, you know, basically there's two different strains. There's sativa strains and there's indica. Sativas tend to elevate your mood. People who have problems with depression or can't get started in the morning, so they'll medicate with a sativa. So you can medicate with a sativa. You can be coherent throughout the day. Indicas tend to put you down. So.
And what did we just smoke?
We smoked a sativa.
I
a really
sativa.
Good sativa.
A really
yeah.
good, see.
So people, so sativas
I'm
tend to...
I'm calming down now, but at the
great?
Beginning of the show, I was all,
yeah, how about
like,
now?
Bouncing off the
Are you in the
walls.
Zone?
Oh, totally.
Are you in the zone?
I'm totally
right,
in the talk show zone.
So what sativas
yeah.
will do, well, they'll make you more creative. It's more of a head high. It's
uh-huh.
got more of the cannabinoids. It's got more of the stuff that goes to your head, whereas the indicas tend to shut your body down. So people who are anxious... or medicate with an indica, and it pretty much puts them out. Or if you can't sleep, you medicate with an indica. And then you have hybrids, which
yeah.
are a combination of both, which have, you know, depending on the percentage, you know, some of the 70-30, 60-40.
That's
and,
nice.
Gives you a little bit of both. So, and then the people who grow it, they're the ones that come up with the name like Chem Dog, and that's just some guy.
Chem Dog's good. I'm
sativa,
waiting for Vicodin
indica.
Dog or something.
See, there's two. Indica, sativa.
Yeah.
Can you show those to the camera up here?
Right,
so
show them to the camera.
Ahead,
and could
yeah,
we
there you go.
We could have a still camera
And
picture.
As you can see, the doctor's well away from the marijuana. He's way over here.
Right. Now, you don't smoke marijuana.
No.
You just...
Well, I'm not going to say on the radio that I smoke marijuana.
Right. No.
Yeah, there is still the California Medical Board that I must
right.
contend with.
Right. Okay.
He does not smoke.
And how about yourself?
Okay.
Now I'm up to Michael.
Right.
He's a publisher.
Yeah.
It's a little different than a doctor.
No. Just like my padre over here. I'm Michael Lerner. I'm a urologist. I specialize in vasectomies. Opposite the other. No, I'm just messing with you.
Yeah. You almost had me going.
Yeah.
We're going to start a whole... You know,
Michael Lerner, publisher, Cush LA
you
Magazine.
You can make him bigger. He can tighten him up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice team.
Publisher, anyway. Cush LA Magazine.
Yes.
Cush LA. The hottest tie-in magazine in the industry.
Oh, you got it up?
Yep. Numero uno.
Okay.
It is taking off with a bang. It's great.
When did you start it?
I started it in April. Not too many months ago.
Of this year.
A short time ago.
Yep.
It's a very beautiful cover.
Look
at this.
Yeah, can I get a copy?
The whole magazine. Can you,
somebody pass me a copy?
Yeah, then pass me one of those so I get one. We're going to do pass the copies. Okay, you got
copy. Thank you.
Copies everywhere.
So there you go. I'm very proud of it. It's
you
got
should
centerfolds
be.
And I have a butt of the month, the centerfold, just like Playboy.
So this is all new.
Yes, this
pretty
is
new.
The fourth issue, and just this weekend, the new issue came out the 20th, and 32,000 magazines disappeared in 48 hours.
Wow,
oh,
great.
And you have this, I heard, in 7-Eleven?
All 7-Elevens and Whole Food Markets.
How do you get a marijuana magazine in 7-Eleven and Whole Foods? Whole Foods, maybe.
I guess to have the eloquent taste that I have in producing a magazine. You make it eloquent. It doesn't look like trash. It's a very high-end magazine, and there's nothing wrong with it.
It is pretty glossy and stuff. And
it has a whole array of different editorials in it, and it's great reading. It's good advertising for our clients, and it's done very well. And Cush LA is just our first one. We're opening Cush SD, Cush San Diego.
All right.
Buds by the Bay, San Francisco.
Here's the...
Now, centerfold on that one is Skywalker. That's a sativa hybrid of Jack Herrera Skywalker, so we made the rings around Saturn the buds.
Oh, cool.
Amazing, amazing.
Thank you.
So I'm getting my picture taken with your centerfold. That's
why I like
stopped
that.
Talking, so you should keep talking.
Okay, y'all keep talking and you keep shooting. That's what I wanted, my rings around Saturn right next to you.
All right. So now, what made you want to publish a marijuana magazine?
Well, that's very funny. It's a good story. I got hurt on a game show. And I actually was on a game show
with
my employees. Yes, and I got hurt.
Can we say what game show? Or is that like
no, it'd be too embarrassing.
Legally a problematic?
Yeah, I can't do that.
Blind date.
The subtle
dating show. It must be a dating show.
I can't do that. Okay. But anyways, I got hurt.
He can't talk about his marijuana. He can't talk about the shows he's on. What can't you talk about?
I had Achilles repair, and I was on prescriptions, Percocet, Vicodin, Oxycontin.
All the good stuff.
All the stuff. I had two surgeries.
Makes you crazy.
And you know what? I got my card. I went to the doctor, just like the doctor right next to me here, and went to the doctor, got my prescription, went as a patient, and I walked out, and I said, this industry needs a high-end magazine, a very high-end magazine. So the next day I started it.
Excellent. And what were you doing before?
I come from film. I've done a lot of film work and producing in film and other.
This is the first magazine you're publishing?
No, I published actually some parent magazines too.
Parent
magazines? Yes.
Are you a dad?
And money mailer type magazines.
Entrepreneur.
Can I ask you if you're a daddy?
Oh, I'm a daddy. That's my son's right here. Oh,
right there.
No, he's gone.
He's gone.
Oh, there he is. Oh, okay.
But, yep, I'm a daddy. I got a 17-year-old and a strapping 23-year-old.
Ah, okay. And
you brought him here?
Which one? Are they both here?
Yeah, what?
Are they both here?
Yeah, but let's move on. All right, let's move on. Let's keep rolling.
Rolling along, singing a song.
So I did, a magazine came out, and I thought, the only time anybody sees a magazine is when it's in a collective, and nobody sees them outside. So it was very important to me. So I got a contract and locked down all the 7-Elevens and Whole Foods Markets, and now you could find it in the free rack of any of those establishments. And we keep them full all month long.
Great.
And people grab it, and we have the greatest coupons in our book that anybody's ever seen in the industry. This guy right here, this one collective today was giving, if you spend up to 100, they'll give you 100 more in pot, and they had 350 patients today.
Forever 20.
Yes, Forever 20. They were give you spend 100, they'll give you 100, and they had line around the block.
Great.
Yeah. And so there's some good movement.
So there's all kinds of activity going on, public activity, legal activity going on with marijuana nowadays. It's amazing.
Well, you know, we're of course the last country in the fucking world that's getting around to like being, you know, civilized, so to speak. In France, there's none of this. It's all illegal, and the Arabs all sell this.
It's all legal.
No, it's totally illegal, but they sell it, and it's totally open. And of course, there's the old saying is, hopefully it never becomes legal, because if it becomes legal, then the government can take it away from you again. Mm-hmm. You know, so when it's kind of in a, you know.
Well, on that scope, I'm real involved in that. And I got to tell you on this thing that, you know, all the laws and everything that went into effect is we the people. The people voted this.
Yes, of course.
And the people voted it through, and it's the local counties and cities and so forth that don't know what to do with it and how to react and how to dish it out and how many to allow to open and what kind of rules to put into effect. And the bottom line is this. With all the patients in the state of California, there's a California-issued card for $153 that you have to get from the county of Los Angeles. You're supposed to, after you get your patient, you're supposed to do that. Ah. Well, if they made it mandatory, the state would recoup close to $40 million inside of a month.
Wow.
And that's a lot of money that could fix a lot of problems.
Wait a minute. So after Dr. Harris gives a recommendation,
yes,
we can actually go to the city.
Downtown.
And
pay $153 and get a card issued by the state of California.
A lot of people don't want to do that because they don't want to be on a list. But San Bernardino County,
mm-hmm,
which just lost at the Supreme Court,
right?
They're making it mandatory.
Really?
That you have to get their DHS card. So we have a facility in San Bernardino County in Chino Hills. Thank you very much. Which mm-hmm. you get the card from us, mm-hmm, and then from that card you have to go.
Why do you have to get two cards?
Because San Bernardino County, the Sheriff's Department is only going to recognize the DHS card.
Yeah, I'm getting a little concerned. I have to get another card now?
No, it's San Bernardino County.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But also Los Angeles. No, this is very interesting because, of course, what the city wants and the counties want is they want in on the profit.
Absolutely. Well,
the problem is people, you know, when SB 420 first came into effect, the state set up the DHS department's funding and people, but no one would go there because no one wanted to be on a list.
Right, right.
The recommendation that you get from me, okay, law enforcement does not have to respect that,
right.
Okay? Most of the time they will, but they don't have to. However, with the DHS card, they have to respect that. But, again, people, like, you have to pay me, if you have to pay the county $153. So,
well, I think that's pretty cheap medicine for a year.
Well, you know, as to, you know, pay $153 or pay $3,000 to get a lawyer to get you out of trouble.
Well, listen, I pay Blue Cross $800 a month.
Right,
but no matter what county you're in, if you have the state card, you're fine.
You're fine.
Really?
Right.
But
you got to have the state card.
Supersedes everything.
Because then if you show that card.
Well, I didn't know you had to have two cards.
You don't have to. But if you're someone who tends to get stopped for whatever reason. Okay, you would want to have that card, but
There's a state card.
I'm going for that
county.
There's county cards.
No,
there's a state card.
No, there's just a county. State card.
County card. There's a county card. Each county has a card.
Right.
Right.
That's the one we're talking about.
But not that they haven't enforced.
Right. Well, San Bernardino County is enforcing it now.
Right. Okay.
So if you get stopped in San Bernardino County, you can flash your recommendation from 420 MediCard all you want. The sheriff is going to want to see your state card. If you don't have a state card,
really?
you're going to have an issue.
A state
card. You have to have the county card.
Downtown.
If you don't show the county card.
Where do we get this? So
downtown.
The Department of Health Services.
Downtown.
East County. LA County, right. San Bernardino County,
right.
Orange County.
What about if you live in Beverly Hills? Where do you go?
That's LA County.
LA County.
Well, who knew?
So if you get an LA County authorization, this sounds like fascism, which is all right. then you can go to San Bernardino. They stop you. They say,
you show your card.
I paid LA County, my ransom, and
then
everything's cool.
Then you're good to go. Then you're good to go.
Gotcha.
It's your residence.
Huh?
It ties to your residence.
Well, I mean,
if you're in Northern California?
Don't get it too twisted. The bottom line is this, okay? East County. You know,
just trying to cash in.
Like the dispensaries.
It's all about the money.
They pay 8.75% sales tax on everything of all the herb that they sell.
Right.
So you get some collectors that do $20 million a year. They got to pay $1.6 million in Wow. You know, sales tax. So it's all about the money. That's what California is trying to get is the money.
The money. So they're broke.
I think we're putting you to sleep.
They're bankrupt, basically.
You're not putting me to sleep. But my mind is wandering.
You want to talk about G shots again?
I'm falling asleep.
Well, I kind of want to talk about. I don't know if you guys can talk about this stuff because you're so. Well, I mean, sure. Of course, marijuana is great for medical purposes, and it's most important for that reason. But it's also an aphrodisiac.
Ah.
Oh, okay.
In fact,
that's why it's illegal.
It's one of the only real aphrodisiacs that exist. I mean, in the sense of a substance you can ingest that will make you want to have sex even when you're perhaps not so attracted to the person or so, quote-unquote, horny in the first place. It can get you in the mood. There are very few things that can do that. I guess alcohol can, too. Certainly, Vicodin doesn't usually get people in the mood, I don't think.
No.
I'm wondering if you have anything to say about that, about that aspect of this.
It works for me.
It does.
I don't think there's a medical condition I can give you a card for because you want to get some.
There is a medical condition, actually. And that is, I'll tell you. I mean, it's a psychological condition. It's marital boredom. It's also just disinterest in sex. You know, when your partner wants to have sex, your partner really wants to, and you're kind of like, you know, whatever.
I don't think that's on my list of things from the medical board that you want to.
Maybe not yours, but it's a.
Forget him. I'm telling you, it works.
It's a psychological. I'm on the edge here, okay? I know. But I'm helping USC right now, the gynecological and obstetrics department, to establish a sex therapy department. And they're sending me their patients who have problems, maybe physical problems, maybe just psychological, but sometimes physical problems that have no, like physical pain that has no medical basis, like a woman who has pain upon penetration, but there's no real medical diagnosis for it.
Dyspareunia.
Yeah, there's that. Dyspareunia. And there's vaginismus, but I'm talking about when she actually doesn't have pain, when something is introduced like a finger or a medical instrument or something. But she does with sex.
The penis, right.
And I'm thinking of a particular woman here that they sent me. She used to have good sex with her husband, but now she doesn't. For whatever reason. It would be nice to see if marijuana could have a beneficial effect on her. I don't know.
Well, okay.
I'm not saying doctors should prescribe it. And I'm not even prescribing it. And I certainly didn't prescribe it. I actually gave her a vibrator. I gave her a pocket rocket. And I said, use this with your husband. And probably it'll, get you going, because she wants to have sex with him.
Maybe a combo would be good.
Yeah. A combo. Well, but I can't say smoke marijuana. I don't even say that to my clients. I'm a sex therapist. I don't tell them to smoke marijuana unless I know them really well. but I'm wondering if we're on the cusp of when we can say that. I don't know. I mean, sometimes people will say, have a drink, relax, you're
well,
tense.
Well, the danger, I think, and one of the reasons that it's been illegal for so many years is all of those things. If you go back in the history of marijuana, it's like reefer madness, women gone wild, and all of those things, right?
Well, people call it a gateway drug.
Right, it's like right.
That's usually the first drug, in my age group. People in their 40s. In the 40s, people of our age, that was the first drug that, other than alcohol, that we tried was usually weed. And they think of it as a gateway drug.
People,
that's one of the hang-ups that people have with cannabis is that if you smoke cannabis, then next thing you know, you're doing crack, and then you're doing meth.
Right.
Then you're beating up your grandmother.
Murder and mayhem. Right.
And of course, we know that that's not true.
Cannabis has become a science. There's like 85 strains out there of indicas and sativas for every type of mood and ailment. So it's really becoming a science.
I wonder if they're developing an aphrodisiac cannabis.
Well, ooh. I'm going to tell you, they're testing.
See, you like that idea.
Yeah,
say
absolutely.
Ooh to the camera, please.
Ooh. No, I mean, I think it's sexy.
Yeah.
Well, it already does. There already is.
Uh-huh. There already is a special aphrodisiac...
Different strains that...
Strain. Which is that?
People have told me that...
Tell me. Share.
Well, one called the Truth.
The Truth. This is the aphrodisiac strain. The Truth.
So I hear.
White Rhino.
Have you ever tried this? The
White
Truth?
Rhino. Absolutely.
A White Rhino.
And was it?
Absolutely.
All right. But I have a feeling you could get horny with anything.
Okay.
Any sativa or something. Not anything, but...
Well, I'm glad I could feel 16.
Yeah. But... So, the Truth. What else?
White Rhino.
White Rhino.
Now, that sounds... You see, the Rhino...
How does a doctor know all these strains?
Yeah.
Well, he's an expert.
He's been studying.
Wait, how does a
rhino
doctor
horn,
know all these
Rhino
strains?
Horn is
how about white
reputed
widow?
To be an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, someone who's very close to me really likes that particular strain.
That's cute.
That's a fair answer.
You're like very close.
It's his wife or his nurse.
Well, it could be both.
Or it could be the other guy in the middle.
But
who says, hey, that's good stuff.
She likes it.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So, okay.
And then what? Okay, so I'm European, and I'm a little ahead of all you guys.
And a little behind,
but of course the Dutch have been dealing drugs for centuries. The Brits have been dealing drugs. Holland, yes,
it's
right.
My favorite place.
Right, the Dutch have been.
You know, everybody, just welcome to Prohibition one more time. There was one more prohibition to go through, and we're going through it right now.
Right now.
We're at decriminalization, and then it can eventually look. It comes from the earth.
And I like that decriminalization.
It comes from the earth.
We prefer to call it decriminalization.
Let me ask everybody, how many people have you ever seen on cannabis that have been assertive, angry, mad, thrown out of control?
No, it doesn't do that.
Unless it's mixed with something.
Yeah, but I'm just
that's
saying.
That's the only time.
You know,
really.
You don't see it where you see people that... might be on something else or something that is even legal.
But the news media and all of these people like to say that when somebody has killed someone or something has happened or they drove up the wrong way up the street, that they smoked marijuana.
Yes.
Forget the fact that they drank a bottle of vodka, right?
Yeah.
But it's a little bit like the pornographer. Somebody kills someone, they go into their house and they say, he had pornography magazines. They don't say he had Newsweek.
If this guy was driving,
it does impair your abilities a little bit. It does impair some motor skills, I guess.
One of the things when you get your recommendation, I ask you, if you driving under the influence of cannabis, same penalties apply.
Yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, you shouldn't be driving on it.
You shouldn't be driving on
it. I frankly think that one of the reasons that so much of society and conservative society, and let's just say Republican non-libertarian society, is against marijuana, and religious groups who are for all kinds of other drugs, why are they against marijuana? And, you know, maybe I've got sex on the brain, but I think it's because it's a sexy drug. I think it's because, first of all,
It gets you horny.
It is because it does make women wild.
The Mormons, the Catholics, they don't want that.
It doesn't put you in a comatose state like or make you constipated like Vicodin or something like that. It kind of makes you feel good, makes you feel like moving and dancing.
I mean,
even if you don't feel like romancing, you feel like dancing, right?
I think it makes everybody want to read Cush LA magazine. That's what I
think. It makes everyone horny.
That's a businessman. That's how I am about sex.
Hey, by the way, Mike.
Want to bring up sex? Hey, call me.
Wait a second, Susie. I had a little business here. I want to trade an ad with you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Let's
but
talk.
There's another reason. There's another reason, and that's because it's more accessible. That the pharmaceutical companies can't control it.
Right.
Like they can control Vicodin, like they can control Percocet, all of these, even aspirin, they can control better than they can control marijuana because it grows and because you can grow it. And you even provide a license to grow a few plants in your house, right?
Well, yeah, the recommendation allows you to grow 12 immature plants, 6 mature plants, or 8 ounces.
Yeah,
there
with
you go.
Your card.
So
with
this,
your card,
is, this so. I think, is also this wild aspect of marijuana is part of what freaks out
it also
the establishment.
It also sounds like pornography. It's like you can only have 4 fingers in there, otherwise it's illegal. Or 3
right.
fingers. Or
that's quite the leap there, but I guess you
no, no. But that's the same thing. It's like you can have 4 marijuana plants and have 4 fingers.
Well, you know, but for most folks,
4 fingers, 3 fingers, obscenity. Five fingers, obscenity.
That's quite a leap, though. I mean, 12 plants to 4 fingers. But you know, hey, I'm feeling you.
You feel it?
It's
right?
11:40, so I guess yeah. All that makes
you're
sense.
You're kind of a kinky doctor, huh?
I make the G spot bigger, so I
that is so bizarre.
Make the G spot bigger.
That's
wow.
interesting. Could we tell us about that?
Inject it with something.
He was earlier.
You do just call it G spot augmentation. And make the G spot bigger. Make your orgasms more intense. And you can make them.
I don't know
them,
if I can handle that.
But it gets you there quicker. So
yeah,
let's say normally it takes you 10 minutes to have an orgasm.
Right.
You get your G spot augmented. You're there maybe in 5 minutes
wow.
or less. Yeah.
How much?
you call me.
You're
but it works.
I have some candidates.
It definitely works. And I tell the guys. You
I
know,
got two patients
you got
for you right now, Doc.
Wants to go from an hour to a half hour.
What that's the guy is you get more bang.
You could change their life
for less effort. For from a male's perspective, she comes harder with less effort on your part.
Right. No, I understand. It's a time
Viagra.
So
it's a time saver.
You guys, you know,
and you make it bigger so that the
up,
guy
baby.
Doesn't.
I'm
have
trying to
have
give him some patience tonight.
You can't miss it.
You don't have to have good aim that way.
Right. I try to tell it because it's very. You know, I try to tell them where it is.
Good
yeah.
aim.
You can't miss it. I mean,
do you do house calls?
If you got the money, we'll be there. But it's
really?
You just did.
You can't miss it.
You inject what?
It's a collagen. It's a collagen, and it lasts for about
collagen.
about three to 4 months.
Ah, oh, it doesn't stay forever. And you have feeling through this.
Right, because your G spot is bigger, which means he can hit it.
You can
easier.
Find it.
Isn't there a different way to say that? Is
no.
it like hit it or quit it?
No, you hit it. You can't miss it.
Does that mean girth doesn't count anymore?
You know, if you can't miss it, you know, even if you're penile right. challenged.
Girth is a whole different story. I mean, are you going to start doing like?
I do that already.
You do
the
like
G-spot.
The tightening of
I
the vagina.
I do the tightening of vaginal rejuvenation. We make it tighter.
When a woman has a little too loosey-goosey.
Well, there. What happens, you know, after she's had a couple children,
right.
okay, you know, there's, even if it may be tight initially, but then after, with arousal, it gets
oh.
bigger after childbirth. So either
sure.
you so either you trade in for a bigger partner, or you make it tighter, or you just deal with it.
You can't always trade in for a bigger partner. Am I right, girls? That's not so easy.
So you make,
so we downsize.
So we make it tighter for you.
Sometimes you can. You can come to the speakeasy and see.
Oh, we make the labias. So women who don't like the labias, we can make the labias smaller because some women don't like the bat wing kind of thing.
I like this show.
So we make the labias smaller.
You don't do clitoridectomies, right?
No,
I'm against that.
That's that African thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you seem to be full service. I just want to make sure
and then
nobody's getting their clits cut off because their husband would like it. You know?
No, we don't do that. And we do weight loss. So we make women who are fluffy.
Loss.
If you're fluffy, we make you not so fluffy.
Fluffy, yes.
Fluffy.
Be a little less fluffy. Uh-huh. Okay, so how do you do the weight loss? You do liposuction?
You know where he puts it all.
We do lipotropic injections and supplements. It works. We're very successful with that. So.
And then to recover from the surgery, they have to smoke some marijuana.
And you're still focused.
So you give them a little prescription. Because,
well,
I mean, they're in pain after that.
Well, the weight loss is not surgical. It's not surgical.
I thought you were doing
something. No, the surgery is when we make the vagina smaller.
Oh, does that hurt afterwards?
Yes.
A couple days?
It's the same.
How do you know?
Well, he's the doctor.
He's the doctor.
I said it does hurt. No, I said it hurts. No, I said it hurts.
He knows all about marijuana, too, so he knows what he's doing.
I know my way around a vagina. I know a little bit about marijuana, and I know about fluffy chicks. So.
You know your way around a vagina.
We're going to trade some ad space tonight.
Say that a little slower. Okay, so this hurts for how long after you get it done?
It's sort of like, you know, however you felt if you've had children with an episiotomy, okay?
Right.
So it's going to be sore for a couple of days, and then you can't, we say, refrain from intercourse for 6 weeks.
And then if you do, what happens?
You may break your stitches, you may,
oh, this
you
is
know.
Terrible.
I myself am child-free, so I have no need for this, but I'm imagining.
You may want to G-spot.
I can come in 30 seconds.
I could come on your show and give you the G-shot. All you said, you get the G-shot, you wait 6 hours, and then
your way around a vagina. Wow.
Yes, I do. And then you can unleash her after about 6 hours.
I'll
and
have
just
to think about this. Right. Yeah.
We got
to
treat ads.
So does that hurt afterwards? Or
no.
Does that hurt during?
No.
No? Does it feel like a piercing or something?
No, it's just a little pressure.
Yikes.
On the people I've given it to.
I would like to speak to someone you've given it to before I agree to this.
I will have this person call you.
Okay.
Someone who's close to me, and they'll call you.
Someone who's close to you.
Someone who I know quite
whose
well.
Vagina you know your way around.
Anyway, I'll have her. She could talk to you, but what she said, seriously, it was low pressure, okay? And then you have to wait 6 hours. And then after that, you're free to.
But right.
She was like, you probably don't want to do it right at 6 hours because it was a little too intense.
A little too intense. With,
so she was like,
I wait
a day.
A day. That's not bad.
And then you go ahead and unleash it and do your thing. And
unleash it.
Is there any side effect?
Unleash it. Right?
You just have multiple, you know.
Unleash that pussy. Get it out of the bag, baby. It's never going back.
It ain't never going back. I wouldn't
totally
put it
back.
That way, but no, there's no side effects. You right. know, she, you know cool. she's, it doesn't hurt. And it works, and you know the orgasms are very intense. You have multiple orgasms, very intense orgasms.
Wow!
You know, so, and she, you know, so
G-spot orgasms, and does it enhance squirting at all? Female ejaculation?
Yeah. I know what squirting is. No, I'm not. I don't know about that one. But we can come on your show and we can do
we could test it.
And we can test it.
We could do a study.
There you go. Right.
I wouldn't imagine it would
come back.
It would
could take a few
right
years,
away.
Right?
It might take.
We have to study this really carefully. Every week
because
we have
course,
to come back.
not all, but most female ejaculation comes from stimulation of the G spot. So I would think if you've got a bigger G spot.
Yeah, because it makes about the G spot about the size of a. Anywhere from a dime to a
collagen.
Right.
So basically, we make it. It comes, with the injection, it comes down from the vaginal wall. So it's, as opposed to being flushed to the vagina, it comes down. So even for those who, those poor souls who don't have a lot to work with, okay, you only got to get in.
Who are these poor souls?
Women who don't have large G spots.
No, or men who don't have large.
Oh, men who don't love large penises. Yes, those are even poorer.
This
poor
is a wild show.
those are like the people that have like.
You didn't tell him what type of show this was, Jacqueline.
No, this is really different.
Because you only really need to get in about 3.5 to 4 inches. It's about 3.5 to 4 inches. From the opening inside.
Uh-huh.
So,
that's great.
And if you're phallically challenged, okay,
that would be called get the pump.
Okay, but if you're phallically challenged, you only really need to work
right.
in about 4 inches, and it's up.
Right,
it comes,
it's up.
Comes,
it's up there.
The
G
spot's
right.
pretty close in, to the front anyway.
About 4-3 inches.
Yeah, about, right.
Mm-hmm. I don't find we need the big guys except for a C spot or.
I think I need to smoke a joint. Is what I need to do. This is painful.
Okay,
what should it be?
Anyway,
that's great. Okay,
so
listen.
You can get a G spot orgasm going with a finger.
So you're
okay.
No, I feel that I have to address my middle guest here. Michael is having a moment.
So we need to do
I'm
a
having
shot
a moment.
Wait,
hang on, doctor.
Yes,
doctor,
ma'am.
I'm a therapist.
We need
you might
help
be a medical
man.
Doctor.
I'm load him up.
I see this man.
He's crying now.
He's squirming
in
his
pain.
Calm. Everybody don't talk
where
to
you
one
have
the
pain.
Microphone.
I'm crying.
Now, I want to know, Jacqueline.
Oh, God.
You look very sexy tonight.
Yeah, she does.
Yes,
she
does.
Yeah.
Very sexy.
Can you model that top a little bit?
Yeah, look
yeah
at,
show
can
off
show
that.
You know,
yeah, look
she
at
looks
the sides.
Great.
Sides of the top are
she's hot.
Hot.
Looks
and
hot.
And the
front
have some nice things going on. So, Did you tell your friend Michael Lerner what type of show this was?
Well, yes, because I think that sex and marijuana is a wonderful combination.
Well, yeah, we do too.
So
we do too.
That's what I think it's.
But he seems like a little bit, you know. I mean, will you tell me, Michael?
No, I'm having a great time.
Okay?
He's good. You know, I will never forget this.
Hell, I didn't know what kind of show this was.
No.
This is a serious show.
We're serious. I love this night. I'm having a great time. I'm having a great time. I really
am. I don't know. I grew up sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Bring it on.
And I didn't use... I tried to use marijuana as a gateway drug, actually, but I never could get into those other drugs. Not really. I couldn't. It's not my personality. I think that's true of a lot of people, that we don't want to, like, be tripping all the time or... crazed on coke, you know. We just want to smoke a little pot and enjoy life and enjoy sex. And sex is the essence of life.
I think we realized that once the door opened, and then we realized this was not the typical studio.
Yeah, right. But, you know, I do have some things to say about the industry and where we're at.
Go ahead.
And where things are going. And I think it's very important to know that the industry is really pushing forward in order to do everything correctly. People paying their taxes, getting their business licenses, and everybody's doing what they can to make this industry work. And the cities and the state don't know how to handle it, don't know how to bring the revenue in, and that's that has to be a source. Once the revenue flows, because the marijuana industry itself can solve a lot of problems, because there's a lot of tax dollars there. So we hope that the industry pushes forward and certain standards are adopted in order for all the taxes to be paid and everybody to be on the same page. And what we're going through right now is very simple. It's called decriminalization.
Right.
And this is the turn. This is going to be the turn of the book. What we see today is not going to be like anything a year from now. And this industry is going to evolve because this is truly the wild, wild west. This just... blurted open, wild, wild west. I'm doing a publication. Yeah. There's publications all over
the
place.
Everything in San Francisco is great. Even the delivery service is wonderful.
Absolutely.
They deliver in Beverly Hills.
And some of the things I promote in the magazine are giveaways, and a lot of the advertisers say if you're a vet, if you're disabled, there are certain discounts for you. And a lot of the compassionate care collectives are really truly making an effort to help the people that are sick, the people that need this medication at a fair price to where they could afford it. And I think that a lot of the industry is pushing that direction, and it's good for the industry. It's good for the people.
Because, you know, people who go into this industry don't go in to make money. I mean, because, a lot of people look at it from the outside thinking, these guys are making a ton of money.
But dude, I think you're making a shit ton of money.
No, I mean, but if you look at the collectors, you know, when they're buying their products, you think about product. Yeah, whatever their revenue is, 30% of that, 40% of that goes to the product. Okay, and then they have taxes.
Yeah, of course.
But they go into this because they want to truly help folks. I mean, it's not about if your whole thing is about making money with collectors, you're really not going to do what you think you're going to do. You know, so.
Well, I just want to let you guys know our lines have been lit up all night.
Our lines are lit up, but they're all people who want to talk about sex.
Yeah, that's right. We only have 8 minutes left, so...
Right. I'm sorry, you guys, but we're talking about pot tonight.
Yeah. And that's a serious business.
Oh, and then there's Christine from California who wants to talk about Obama. Not that we're going to put her on, but isn't that funny?
Oh,
that
let's get this little fucking fascist on here.
You want to yell at her.
I want to yell at her.
I want to ask her...
Oh, what's that about?
This is the woman that called last week. Oh, well, she was. Okay. Anyway, she must have hung up. But she called to tell us that Obama is a socialist. And she was, like, repeating this over and over again.
She's against co-ops.
In a kind of metronomic way. And she said that she was a student of sexuality or something.
Right.
Somehow she tried to make herself appropriately calling the show. But, you know, she's... And according to my staff, she calls here all the time. People say that she calls here to tell us that Obama is this or that, and the latest is that he's a fascist.
Well, she's
I have a video that's out, just come out, is just being released, as we speak.
Right, here it is.
Ooh, great.
Eros Day, Orgy for Obama.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Very nice. Just two women kissing. Anyway.
You'll put that in the magazine? You'll put that in the magazine?
Nothing to worry about.
No.
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 See, I got to explain something, Michael. I didn't know you felt this way. I thought
I don't
guess,
feel, no, wait, don't. I'm not some, like, square.
I just have to explain
Wait a minute. You think I'm just, like, freaked out?
I have to explain something.
Okay, I'm listening.
My show.
Okay, it's your show. Take over.
I thought tonight my guest was going to be this guy that published a book called Naked Women Smoking Pot or something. But he couldn't make it.
Naked women smoking weed.
Smoking weed, right. Mm-hmm. So that was going to be my guest. So.
Oh, and you ended up getting dry me?
And I got you, which is, you know, wonderful. I mean, it's kind of fun. You're kind of like a ticklish person. You keep bursting out into laughter, and every once in a while you sober up and you kind of talk about the law, which is important.
Right.
You know, and this is an educational show, first and foremost, but. You know, it's also a fun show.
Okay, I'm all for fun.
I'll show that in my waiting room, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, and no, Doc, you got to have...
We will show this.
Yeah, you should also have one of the great videos that we've done that has sold thousands and thousands of copies.
Oh, Squirt Salon. Absolutely. Yeah. So you can learn more about female ejaculation.
Yes,
and the G-spot is
can
really
shown.
Can
we get him a copy of that?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's get a copy of Squirt
Salon. I like
Salon.
This show.
Secrets of Female Ejaculation. It's I think, you know, without being too egotistical, it's the best video on female ejaculation.
Well, we will show this in our 15 420 Medicare locations.
And it shows the G-spot in all its glory.
Would you really show that? Are you that liberal, doctor?
Why not?
It's my company. I can do what I want.
Absolutely.
You can give it to them when they sign up.
But then again, I've had like
you're a real forward-thinking doctor.
He's got
minutes.
The sex organ go. I want to introduce you to my gynecologist that saved my life, but that's another story.
Okay.
I have a gynecologist that comes here sometimes.
Who saved her life
at
for
USC.
A couple of years
oh,
ago.
Anyway, thank you both and you as well. Thank
let's,
you.
Let's see where we can find all of this
okay.
information.
Yes.
Dr.
First
Harris,
all,
how do we find you?
Here is Secrets of Female Ejaculation. Dr. Susan Block's Squirt Salon for you.
I'm going to watch
and
this
tonight. Would you like one?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here you get one. And let's see, would you like it? Which would you like? Your choice.
Okay. I think it'll be that.
This one.
Right.
Good
here.
Girl. All right.
We have another half hour.
Oh, we have a half hour. Yeah,
sorry.
Well, okay. Well, we're not winding up. We're giving out videos
right,
now.
We're
giving out prizes.
Cool. We could talk about we're at 420 Medicard.
Yes.
420 Medicard, MEDICARD.com, with 14 locations in Southern California, and we're coming out there. So
and,
all right.
And the website, where did it reach you again?
That's 420 Medicard, MEDICARD.
And for Kush LA, it's KushLA.com. It's also DailyBuds.com. DailyBuds.com is the largest internet site in Los Angeles, 83,000 individualized hits per week on it. DailyBuds.com. Everybody goes to it nationally.
Absolutely.
It's all of our magazines. We're all in affiliation with Daily Buds.
Okay. The reason I ask you this is because this is all going to go into archive now, starting tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be there forever.
Oh, God.
Okay, so you guys better be there forever. We're going to go to a commercial break.
Yeah, let's have a commercial, and then
we're gonna
be
right
back. I can Twitter.
And we can have the 420 moment.
And we can have a 420 moment. Not that we can't have that on the air, because I'm licensed.
I am.
All right, so we can do it on the air.
You can go to the potty. Someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-949. 2497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
I better put my headset on now. No, I can't smoke right
you're
now.
You're listening
I'm gonna
to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. Here's Dr. Susie.
A smoking show. I'm even wearing my marijuana hat. I'm wearing my marijuana hat. I'm Twittering. Because all of our calls are about sex right now. So I'm doing a quick Twitter.
That's because we're sex therapists.
That's because we're sex therapists, and that's what people talk about on this show. And they're just like people of habit. So anyway, now we're back. And now, yes, you could pass me that pipe. What are we smoking now? Is it something different? Well, I would like something different.
I'm going to turn
up
everybody's
you could put it in here.
Microphones.
Here. Put that, yeah. What is this now? I like Skywalker. All right. See, I'm such a slut with pot. I am. The best thing to me is something different.
Different selection.
It's true. I'm so into. I mean, I'm somewhat into variety, you know, with sex. But I have been married for how long have we been married? Like 18 years, 17 years? I don't know.
Lots of years.
Wonderful.
Just a few days.
You know.
Wow, very sexy.
You want to have sex tonight? Eh?
Yeah, probably. I'm smoking so much pot.
You're smoking
it's an
that pot, baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
know. Gets me in the mood.
You're
yeah,
a loose
my
woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, this is a mom and pop shop, baby.
Wow, this is great.
It sure is.
So that's what the G is.
I'm having a
fueled ball. By marijuana, let me tell you. It is. I have been in the closet about my marijuana smoking, really.
Really?
For years. Well, until recently, until I got my license, and then gradually I came out of the closet.
And gave you your license? Who gave you your last license?
Okay, Mar knows that.
Metamar.
No, the one you got.
No, the last one is this one tonight.
Today.
Yeah. Oh, today? Oh, you, Dr. Yeah. Daryl.
There you go.
Dr. Daryl Harris.
There you go. Come on.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't realize we were doing a commercial.
Right. You're in the middle of a commercial.
See, that's how good that commercial was.
See, this is like a stoner moment. Nice.
Get close to that microphone.
I haven't even smoked
nice,
yet.
Nice.
I'm just getting a contact high right now, although I did smoke in the beginning.
And I'm feeling much
better.
Hey,
don't you like smoking with the volcano? Do you like to smoke that way?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean,
can you buy me a machine?
Can I get you a machine?
Yeah.
Can I bite you a machine?
They look ridiculous, those volcanoes. But they're great. They're better for your lungs.
You
much,
like them?
Much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're $500.
They're okay.
Buy her a machine.
Yeah, buy me a machine.
What is you guys' relationship?
We're new friends.
Oh. Buy her a machine.
Buy her. Get her a machine on the first night.
She must be a real good friend.
Damn.
Wow. Definitely.
Yeah. That's like a $600
Yeah.
I'm from Germany.
From the first night.
Now, speaking of
first
sex,
night, hello, buy me a machine.
Wow. Okay.
Well, this is from Germany. It's a.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. It's technologically.
It's kind of like a Mercedes.
It's like a Mercedes.
This one is mom. I'm glad I'm married.
I enjoy Germany.
I'm married. I'm just. Sitting.
Okay, can we get everyone's status? I'm married also. Are you
I'm married.
Single.
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 But
she says
in love.
With this kind of single.
In love.
Women
in love.
Are never totally single.
Single in love.
Beautiful women are never totally single.
God, I hope so.
Single in love? What does that
so
mean?
So you always got to catch them. You know,
a single beautiful married woman is, you know, a beautiful woman who's married is not single, though.
What does that mean?
That's true.
Why are you on to what does that mean?
No. What does it mean?
Because he's buying a machine.
What is single in love?
Buying
yeah, you want a machine, you got to answer the question.
Well, no, we're talking about the volcano.
You gotta work it to get the volcano down.
You are like, you're not helping me, doctor.
I'm just being real. Yo, that's a $600 machine. You need to be more than just his friend for $600. Or
I want you to get a shot of this.
Yeah, isn't that mean?
That's not mean. That's
this pipe.
I'm going to get a shot of it. No, I just wanted to know what single in love meant.
Well, that means like in love, but not married. So right. Still single. So
not married. Marriage is legal.
So you have
like,
friends.
We want marijuana to be.
So you have, she has friends.
Oh, I see.
Okay, yeah. Right friends. Now she's living in sin, or as Dr. Laura
can
would
you guys
say,
all talk into your microphones?
Yeah,
directly.
Definitely.
Well, are you shacking up, or do you live alone?
No, not shacking up.
Okay, not shacking up. Okay, I am now going to smoke from Alana's pipe. She gave me this pipe.
Dude, look at the tissue.
Brand's
look at the tissue.
Girlfriend. And
yeah, I see she's
this
sucking
is, this
the
is a
tushy.
Very round tissue. Lick it first.
No, I really like the pipe.
And you see, you have to touch the titties to hold the pipe.
Yeah, I see,
you see that. You got to either hold them like
and
this.
That would be the base of it.
Kind of
grip
put
it
my
and
finger
rip it.
Between them like
the
my
can you do that again?
It's like my
what
finger.
What did you just say?
He said grip it and rip it.
You the reword.
Wow.
The reword.
Just grip it and rip it.
Are you going to lick the you going to do that again? I want to take a picture. That's from my...
As you can see, the titties keep their shape while you put your finger through it. And it's sort of like you're doing coitus a mammalia, titty fucking, with your finger. See?
You look baffled. Dude, this is one time there's nothing.
Like,
come on.
No,
come
no,
on.
I'm trying to figure out what word
come
was
on.
That. Okay, no, I'm just watching.
All right, anyway.
I'm not a doctor right now.
Now you
where
have
did
to,
you go?
You have to smoke it out her ass. You have to basically suck this pipe's ass. Now, I am not generally an ass sucker.
Doctor, just grip it and rip it.
You really love saying that. It's like, why do you love doing that?
It works.
Boom shiva boom belay.
Wow.
You must like licking ass.
Got a lot.
Right?
Mm. I like this show, man. This
can
matters.
I get...
This is the greatest show on earth.
I've done radio before, but I've never done...
You've never done radio like this,
no,
baby.
No, I, you know... No.
Okay, you didn't answer the question.
I called my publicist.
Licking ass?
Well, on the right occasion.
For a volcano.
Aw, you're always cheaping it.
Thank you.
Wow, how sexy is that
on,
pipe?
Are we still on the air?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're deaf.
Oh, we're still on the air?
And now right. This is... No, yeah, this
I thought we were a commercial.
Hi there. The no, commercial was a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what happened to your phone callers?
Well, we
they're
have
still
a
on here.
Oh, yeah. No, they're still
okay,
on.
We're should, having so much fun. Should we talk
should
to
we
a
talk
couple
to
of these guys?
We'll ask them if they're still
on. Weed is so
yeah, I'm going to I'm gonna go ahead and
just put them on.
Randomly pick someone. I'm going to line one.
All right.
Hey, line one. Hello. Hello. You're on the air. Hello.
Maybe I should say hello.
Say hello, Susie.
Hello.
Hello.
I love your voice.
Either.
Hello, are you there?
No.
Are you sleeping?
That they put us on hold.
I love your voice, Max.
Well, you know, it's the old radio voice.
He's got
sexy.
That.
Sexy.
Okay, who's on line one? Can somebody tell me who's on line one?
You're my new
yes, hello. Hey, hi. Here he is.
Okay.
Hello.
I know, but
hold on,
not
hold
saying
on,
anything.
Hold on, hold on. Hold on just a second.
Well,
all right.
Wait a minute.
So, would you like to try our agua?
Wait, hold on.
Oh, that looks good.
I'll try anything.
Hold it, Susie.
You seem very easy this
volcano.
Evening.
You try anything for
I'm
a volcano, right?
I'm in the right
what?
Mood.
It's like putting me off on a volcano.
What happened to our camera?
Hold it. Hold on a second, Susie. I'm trying to... Hold on.
Come
hold
on,
on,
doctor.
Hold on.
Yes.
He has me, like, wanting a volcano too much.
Hi, are you there? Caller. Yeah, hold on a second.
Okay, oh, I
why
see
why is
we're...
it going to... It's going to... Speakerphone.
What's what?
Skywalker.
Skywalker. This is very sexy.
Whoa! Oh, my God.
Well, it was a 420 moment.
Just fell kaboom.
That's really good shit.
No, it's just a 420 moment.
Yes, okay. What fell down?
Oh,
it's lamp.
It's a beautiful lamp.
And so we are having accidents.
I'm having a problem here.
Having problems with our caller. Oh, here we go. There's the dial tone. Yeah, but I lost the caller. Okay, so do we lose the caller?
I lost the caller.
Okay. Well, how about if we talk about this? What if okay. you say how sexy okay. that is?
Okay. So.
See, this is why you shouldn't smoke marijuana.
This is really sexy.
Go ahead. I want to know about this.
This is Dr. Susan Block. What was that?
You're doing an advertisement.
Eros Day X Orgy for a... Okay. Yeah.
There it is.
Can't say Obama?
No.
No.
Wow. I would have thought you might have had a problem okay. saying orgy, but...
Obama. No, I have no problem talking about orgies. Oh, no problem at all.
But
just
Obama.
The yeah. But,
we eat, yeah. drink, dance, play...
I'm a publisher.
Talk, flirt, and squirt.
You're a publisher.
I'm a publisher.
Does that mean you're
very
a Republican?
Neutral.
Oh, okay, neutral.
Very neutral.
I thought maybe, you know, you were like our caller.
Yeah, we're not neutral at all.
No, I'm very neutral.
Yeah, no. Mm. We're not neutral.
All right, would you like to try
we're
some
we're like,
of our
sure, Doc.
We're yes. like Murdoch. We're not neutral at all. Murdoch is right wing. We're left wing, radical,
now,
communist, fascist motherfuckers.
What you do with this is you put this.
You seem to
this
be moving a lot
powder.
In your seat.
What is this?
This is lime
no, don't
powder.
Don't snort that. You put it
you
on
don't
your.
Don't snort it.
You put it on
you
your.
You put it on
thing.
A part of her body, perhaps.
Yeah.
Or no, well, someone's body. You could put it on your hand if
it's
you want.
It's not illegal drug.
I mean,
it's
you could put it on
regular.
Her hand.
Put it on my stuff. Shoulder.
Or her shoulder. That's not a bad idea. Okay. Yes.
What do I do with it?
Well, I don't know, but it seems like my shoulder would
you
work.
You lick her
You're
first,
going to
don't you?
Lick.
You lick it.
Yeah, that's a lot, but okay. it's salty, you know. It's not. You don't snort it. You just lick it off her shoulder.
Yeah, don't snort that.
With the drink.
And then you have.
No,
the
then
drink.
You have the drink.
Which one do I do first?
You do the
first
lick
you
first.
Lick her
you
thing.
Lick it first,
you
and
lick
then
her thing.
You take the drink.
I lick
drink.
That stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
lick
you
that
lick
stuff.
That. Right.
Wait a minute.
Like
wait
I said, that's a lot. You know. I mean, move the hair.
Don't mess
we
it
got
up.
Hair in the way. Okay.
But I mean,
it looks
is this
nice,
like a tequila shot or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's something like that. This is agua.
Okay, that's right. Don't snort it.
Yeah, don't snort
this
that.
This is agua
you
de Bolivia. Coco herbal liqueur.
Lick it.
Lick it.
Good.
Good.
Okay.
Foot fetish. Okay. Right.
Not looking like the most pleasant.
Did you lick it? Yeah.
Okay, drink now. Drink.
Now you have to drink.
You have to drink
now. It's
pretty
salty.
Yeah.
And lemony or limey. It's limey and salty. Here we go. He's a good sport.
Keep going. That was disgusting.
Oh.
That was disgusting.
Oh.
But my shoulder?
No, your shoulder's fine, but everything else tasted like shit.
Oh.
Okay, all right.
And there you have
wow.
it.
And there you have it.
We have a little product placement.
A little product placement. Maybe you had too much.
No, I had way too much.
You had way
that's
too,
what
that
I meant. I'm
problem.
Sorry. I had way too much. It was great stuff, but
right.
it was. It's a salty
I had about 100
thing.
Times the limit.
I was going to say to get a little bit off of her shoulder, but then you licked it so fast.
I know I dove right in, didn't I?
All right.
Yeah,
yes,
that
did.
Was good.
And
okay.
it was
good.
It was.
That's good right there.
This is all leading up to the machine.
Yeah, that's good right there.
What machine? Wait, what here. Machine?
The machine is
did you
the
forget
volcano.
About that?
Okay, here we go.
What machine?
The doctor's going to have
the shoulder.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm licking my hand from
okay.
my wife.
Right. No, your wife should only see you lick your hand.
I'm licking my hand.
Of course.
No, just licking your hand.
Watch him lick his hand.
Okay, well. No, don't worry.
All right. Woo!
What there happened? Look at you! Look at this face! This is a face!
Hallelujah!
It must be terrible.
Could I have
okay,
some of that?
How'd you do?
There you are. How about it? This is like these faces are insane. Someone needs.
Whoops.
Well,
all right.
I don't know if sexy went bad or came back and went bad.
No, it was great.
You have to try it with more shoulder and less. Powder.
Right, less powder.
More shoulder, less powder.
Don't spread the powder all over the shoulder.
And then it's just a little tingle. Yeah, that was too
and
much.
This is
that was a lot.
This
God.
Is not
was,
illegal
yeah.
powder.
Yeah.
This is just regular powder.
That was a lot.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Take another shot.
Yeah.
Okay, over here.
How we doing? Oh, you need
okay,
some.
I need some.
Here's the powder.
Powder.
You need
here's
the powder.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this marijuana is a gateway drug.
No powder.
I'm now licking salt off of people, my hand. Okay, here we go.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, this is wonderful.
Man.
I love the sensation. Thank you.
Uh-huh. So let's talk about you, Jacqueline.
Yeah, let's find out.
All right.
Jacqueline.
Oh, all right.
How long have you been smoking pot?
Let's see. 16.
16. And what was the first time?
I was in Tokyo.
Tokyo at 16. What were you, an exchange student, or were you with your family, or
were
you a hooker in Tokyo? A blonde hooker in Tokyo would do very well at 16. Yeah. Oh God,
16.
Oh, no, that's illegal.
Yeah.
Okay. So what were you doing in Tokyo?
I was working for Elite, a modeling agency.
You were practically all those things. Oh my God, you were working for a modeling agency.
Yeah.
Well, you are gorgeous. I should have known.
Thank you.
But so you were modeling.
Yeah, I was in Tokyo, and we were just very secretive on smoking because it was the laws are a lot different. So
the laws are different?
Well, I mean, everything's different, like in Singapore and
Singapore, yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't want to be caned this week. So
right. No, Singapore, that's pretty bad, yeah. Yeah, you can't chew gum in the subway, I think. Something like that.
No, you can't chew gum. So,
it's like if one is well-traveled.
So what
busted with weed.
What is the role that marijuana has played in your life since the age of 16?
Well, it just makes
you see why they want to outlaw this stuff, right?
Well, I mean, I think it's sexy. It makes me mellow, you're making me laugh. So stop looking at me.
But that's good. Laughing is good, isn't it?
When do you like to do it?
Yeah, I like to wake and bake, to be honest with you.
Wake and bake. Wake and bake. That's like wake up and smoke.
Yeah, and then I go to the club, work out.
Mm. Wow.
I like working out.
I got a lot of patients who do that.
Yeah.
With sativa, they wake, you know,
they wake and bake.
They smoke with a sativa, then they go to the beach or go to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Sure. Oh, the gym, I could see that. I don't know about waking for me. It's more like I do it more towards the end of the evening or the end of the day. But, I mean,
I like it in the morning.
Unless
I'm
having a really bad day. Then you got to go, okay. Oh, my God. Sometimes it's just like a friend. But, you know, yeah, I'm of the belief that it's a fourth drive, the drive to alter your consciousness. When did you first do it? Did you first do it when you got in the accident, or you first?
No, when did I first smoke pot?
Yeah.
I was
16.
16 again?
Yeah,
16. That seems to be the magic number.
16 years old.
And what was the occasion?
Just everybody was doing it.
Oh.
Do you remember who you did it with?
Who I smoked first with?
Yeah.
No,
who you had sex with first.
I don't remember. That I remember.
Yeah, I bet.
That I remember.
I remember that I first smoked with this guy named Buzz. His name was Buzz. So I wouldn't forget that.
Right. Oh.
And it was in the Bible closet at Hebrew school.
You're kidding.
Really?
I am
Hebrew
serious.
School.
Yes.
Wow.
Stephen Weiss?
In the Bible closet. We were in a closet up above the hallway, and actually people were going underneath, and we quickly stole a smoke. It was crazy.
Creating your own mitzvah. Look at that.
Wow, it's sexy.
It was kind of sexy.
Now, can an old man tell when he first smoked?
Any of you old men can tell, and the old women can tell.
I first smoked with Tommy Steele's brother in 1957.
Tommy Steele.
Yeah, Tommy Steele, who did a lot of Walt Disney stuff. It was Colin Hicks, his brother.
And
at that time, the big hit was a movie called Europe by Night. And I was 15 years old, and I smoked with him at the beach club.
Hmm.
That was my first
time. Well, that's very glamorous.
Right? Isn't that glamorous?
That is.
That's right. That's what I did when I was a young kid.
Wow, that is really cool. Right.
And then it took me to go through the gateway many years later. I started drinking.
No, acid.
Oh, acid and mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
Mescaline. That's when I started publishing. I used to publish on acid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we got a reader of one.
So how'd that work for you?
And well, actually, wait.
He had a lot of readers.
Long before the LA Weekly.
Hey,
how about
Quaaludes?
Yeah.
How about
Quaaludes? That's when you had a readership of one, right?
No. I had a readership of about 400,000.
Wow.
And one issue, we had liquid acid, and we put it on four newspapers. Because I started most of the racks in Los Angeles in the 1970s.
We'll show you some of his magazines.
And we had acid.
After the show. Or do we have any in this
room?
No, wait.
We dropped acid in the little corner and said, four of these issues have acid on the corner, liquid acid. And we put them in
the
news racks.
Prison, right?
No. Yeah, well, then I got prosecuted 24 times.
Right. I was like, there's got to be prison or...
No, yeah, I went to prison.
Somewhere.
A lot of prison for me.
It's revolution.
And revolution. But
revolution.
We put the newspapers in news racks, okay? We had news racks from San Diego all the way up to San Francisco. And like you said, they disappeared in about 45 minutes. But I had all four newspapers that had the acid on them.
Oh, the acid. The acid little tag.
So you deceived them.
I deceived them.
Okay.
That's right. But I sold hundreds of thousands of newspapers.
So you're a drug addict and a liar.
Yeah. I'm drug addict, a liar, photographer, every name you could ever call me, depraved, you know, and so
you're
forth.
A businessman.
So, no, I'm in the business revolution.
There you go. Okay.
Fucking with people's heads.
He's an artist.
You know?
Here to me.
Yeah, so...
And yeah.
Well, that is really, I don't know.
My man.
That's a legend. Sexy legend.
That's a sexy legend.
You've been married, 16 years, you say?
We've been married over 17 years.
We've been... Actually, she came to sell me an ad.
Yeah.
Right after I got out of prison.
For my radio show, my first radio show in L.A.
Yeah, I was really joking about the prison thing. You know that, right? that was a joke. I was just...
Really?
I had just gotten out of prison, and she came to sell me an ad.
I didn't know he just got out of prison.
For conspiracy to publish and distribute obscene material. Naked people.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah. With Annie Sprinkle. You know who she is?
No.
You're too young.
No.
You're just smiling.
I'm having so much fun.
But your dimples are funny.
Oh, they're funny?
Shaped
wrong or what?
But you're just smiling.
She's just trying to get a machine.
She wants a volcano.
Quiet.
This is all about the volcano.
Yeah,
really,
she wants a volcano.
How did you two meet?
She called me this morning.
Yeah.
You met today.
Yeah.
Yes.
And do you want to be on a radio show?
It was just kind of,
how did you connect with him?
It just
worked. Well, I'm involved quite a bit with cannabis awareness, and I know all about his magazine, so I just reached out. And
what is cannabis awareness? How are you involved?
Well, I am...
It's like Neighborhood Watch.
I just really support everyone that's involved, and...
Okay.
I'm all for the dispensaries and...
The doctor's offices, too.
Absolutely, because it all falls together. I'm into the brownies, I'm into the goodies, but I like it because it's like Holland, so I don't have to go to Europe now. It's here.
Right. You have your card?
Absolutely. I've had it for 3 years.
When does it expire?
Oh, I just got it renewed, dude.
You didn't come to me?
I didn't know you.
You're all just meeting here.
Right.
Except you are already advertising in their magazine, or his magazine.
Yes, and we're going to put our other 14 locations in his magazine.
And his magazine is Kush.
Kush L.A.
Well,
look at the
voice.
Kush L.A.
Oh, and what? We have Kush in the bush.
Kush in the bush.
Kushers.
That's right. We have Kush in the house. No, Kush L.A.
I remember the first time I smoked Kush.
Yeah.
Where
were you?
I was in O.C. Kush.
Afghanistan.
Oh, you the real Kush.
Yeah.
I got the real
Kush. You got the real stuff.
And she climbed the Buddhas
before it was,
you know that?
Reorganized over here and grown in a warehouse.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's certainly comparable. I remember it blowing me away.
Go for it.
You know, I was... It was my first Kush, so it was just...
And what did it do to you?
Oh, it was very hallucinogenic. But not in such an aggressive way as most hallucinogenic drugs, like mushrooms.
And she fucked the hotel owner.
Passive, though, right?
Well, I might have done that without the kush. Oh, right. Maybe I wouldn't, so.
The kush might have stopped her.
It was an aphrodisiac, yes.
Right.
What,
yeah.
The hotel manager? It's
the problem with all of this, it's a gateway to sex.
You know what? I finally got this show figured out. It took me about an hour and a half.
Yeah,
but I got it figured out. No, it's great. I like this open forum. I like everything you guys are talking about. I think it's
sex a lot, it seems.
Yes, I do. Of course.
Why not?
Of course. How could you not?
Cheers. Okay, so now, I feel like if I'm going to take this, I have to get the ball.
You need to medicate again.
I need to medicate.
We need to, yeah.
No, it got passed to me. I don't know if I need to medicate. Now, what kind is this now? Is this back to the
You were on Skywalker.
I was on Skywalker.
No, that's what you got in your hand.
Oh, this is on Skywalker.
That's Skywalker.
You know what? Why don't you make a new little package?
Whatever anybody wants.
Make it nice.
So I'm now the bud tender.
Well, no. Bud-tender. That's so cute.
Make something, like, really special for her.
Because, you know, now she's got her card.
Now we're really down to 5 minutes, and I'm not stoned.
We are. Okay. So it's a good
I've heard
thing
that before, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard that before.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's just like deja vu.
I was a little confused.
Confused. Very, very nice. I like you guys. This is,
It's a good place.
You know, this Doc, we're going to have a great relationship.
Absolutely.
I had to call my publicist and say, what did you get me on?
You just tell them you were on Radio Susie 1.
I told her this was live. This
Radio
was
Susie
live
1.
On the World Wide Web.
And let me tell you a story.
And we'll send you
know,
links
and we
so
can
you
do
can
this again. We could talk about G-Shots.
You guys can come down here anytime.
All right.
Because I've been supporting this movement from the 70s.
Can I say something very important?
Yes, of course.
G-Shots.
Everybody within an earshot, remember, go to www.dailybuds.com.
That's say it slower. Say it again.
All right.
Dailybuds.com.
It is the
internet site you need to go on. Once again, it's dailybuds.com.
Thank you.
And before you go
there,
because you know, then you go to 420 Medicard.
Right.
I don't have to be prompted.
Then after you get
these
your recommendation,
then
you can go get your medication.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like we're out of voice.
Well, we're gonna. This is my new best friend.
We are the revolution.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
You guys
no,
know
420.
Your PR.
Right.
They do. They might be a little surprised at all the sex, but they know
oh,
their
I'm,
PR.
Oh, I'm cool with it. You guys think I was like a school kid in a yard, didn't
no,
you?
Since
no.
Nothing
no,
happened
no,
on this
no.
show. It's not like no. She took her top off.
No. I know.
No. Who's going to take her top
is
off?
Is she going to?
I don't know. Maybe someone will.
Someone. Maybe.
But is she going to take
I'd
her top
I'd scare
off?
You.
I'll take my top off.
I'd scare you.
All right.
Anyway,
we're down to 4 minutes.
Wind ourselves up here. We didn't end up taking any calls.
No, because it was all night. They've been lit up.
Okay.
But I got one last person here. He's a foot fetishist. Let's try it.
Okay. Oh my God. Let's talk about
foot
it.
Fetish in marijuana. Let's
I have a pipe that's shaped like a foot, created by
you're
Doug
kidding.
Johns. Yes, it's beautiful.
But
it's
you're
foot.
Smoking a bong out the person's ass, though. That's,
and I love body parts. You know, I have a foot. I have also penis pipes, many penis pipes. And
hello, foot fetishist. Are you on there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Happy feet.
How are you?
Good. We're good. We have happy feet.
Do you?
Yeah.
That is excellent.
All right.
So what's up with the feet?
What did you want to say or know? Did you have a question or a comment about feet or marijuana?
I think he's high.
Yeah, a little bit.
You are a little high.
Yeah. Are you stoned or something?
Have you been smoking
the chronic.
Pot?
Smoking the chronic?
Bit.
Oh, all right. Well, we have,
you guys
we have 420 experts here tonight. It's 420 night.
Oh, no, I wanted
easy.
To talk about the other thing.
You wanted
what?
To talk
the
about feet, though.
The feet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
shrimping. You're shrimping.
Yeah. You ever smoke a joint through a girl's toes?
No, I want to do that with you.
How about smoking a joint through a girl's toes? Beautiful pedicured toes.
What are you saying?
I mean, it's hot. I just, I mean, I never thought about it.
He's a foot fetishist.
No.
What?
It's a foot fetish. He's a shrimper.
Okay.
A shrimper is a guy that goes and sucks on little
toes. You like to suck on
toes? Like little shrimp.
You like sucking on toes?
You like sucking on toes,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah. All right.
You could. You know what we have here? We have agua.
Agua.
So what you could do is pour the powder all over the toes. And then suck on the toes and then take a shot.
Right.
And the girl wouldn't know you're a fetishist.
Those are agua toe shots.
Cool. Agua toe shot. She would think you're very cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's nothing wrong with being a foot fetishist. It's one of the most normal fetishes, really.
And if you put a little garlic between the toes and some shrimp, some real shrimp.
Delicious.
You're in heaven, baby.
He doesn't need that, though. He just likes the toes.
Oh.
So how'd you get this toe? Your babysitter made you suck her toes, or what happened to you?
It just happened. How old are you?
How old are you?
22.
22. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Two of them.
Two of them? You've got two. Really? You got 4 feet between them. Wow. Do you get to play with any of their feet?
We got 45 seconds.
Oh,
we're
out of here.
Oh, yeah.
May the
feet
be with you and the
fun. I had a lot of fun.
I gotta
thank
go.
You so much. I had a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you so much. Michael,
you suck those toes, baby.
Dr. Daryl, Harris, and Jacqueline Hudson. And thank you, my darling viewer, for having me, my listener, in your home, your mansion on a hill, or your cardboard box, wherever you are. Have a smoke. But first get your license. You know, be legal. And make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Have more sex. You know, smoking pot is an aphrodisiac. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you. Where's a light? Got a light?
To talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.